make sure. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Mailbag. This is something new that I'm doing, because every once in a while I'll get messages and things from people, and they want me to address certain topics. So if there's anything you want to know, obviously you can DM me on MGTOW.TV. People are doing that. If you want to send me a message or comment, you can do that on, I think, BitChute, maybe something on YouTube you want to know. Comment me, and I'll consider it like a mailbag message, and I'll answer it live when I'm able to, if it's something that is worth answering. So, this guy's been a long-time follower of my content, and basically, he asks a pretty long question, so I'm going to go ahead and address it live. Okay, I think you've mentioned this before in many of your videos. I wanted to ask, what are your thoughts on religion and those who are religious and give you shite? He says shite, you know, I don't know. I think maybe saying shit. Saying you are a degenerate, even though behind closed doors they probably do the exact same thing or try to be holier than thou. He says, I ask because I like another of the similar things you are into, and religion is becoming a joke for me since most are becoming money-making schemes or fall to corruption away from faith in God. I myself have faith in God and am starting to distance myself from religions that say men and women are the same and equal and worse. Example, don't buy dolls or toys, don't jack off, and you should hold it in, and no fap and all that mumbo jumbo, even though they don't mention most females today are whoring around and killing men and using marriage to enslave and trap men. I'd like to hear your thoughts and views, as some degeneracy like Dick, he's talking about being a dick, City of Broken Dreamers, waifus, and cyberpunk are okay as long as you don't go crazy with it. All the best, take care, and God bless. Okay, so this is a lot. That's why I had to do a video. First thing he's talked about is my thoughts on people that are, like, trying to say they're holier than thou. And I get that a lot, especially with people that follow Islam but aren't actually, like, Arabic. It's the craziest shit. I see so many, like, white guys that are following Islam that are like, oh, like, this is all haram and all this shit. I'm like, dude, you're not even, like, again, it doesn't matter what color somebody's skin is, but I'm just talking about, you know, there's a lot of guys that, like, will take Islam because they think it's a based religion. And there's actually a guy I've been talking to from Egypt that's telling me, no, there's a lot of gay guys on the down low, but they can't say anything, of course they'll get stoned. And of course I'm not referring to getting really high either. I'm talking about, yeah, what is it? Ahmed, get the stones or whatever he says. Get the stones! Yeah, you don't want to get stoned over there. It's not a good experience. So, yeah, I see a lot of guys that say this shit, constantly. A lot of them are in the incel category. They're these really, like, I don't know what they do in their spare time, and there's a very good chance that, Dio Doom Nuts is right about what he says here when a lot of these guys are doing the same shit behind closed doors. They probably are, and they're probably ashamed of it. So they have to, you know, it's that thing where you have to virtue signal in order to basically get the attention away from you. It's basically saying, no, I do all these things. So don't look at the skeletons in my closet. Are they basically, yeah, they'll say, oh yeah, well you do all this and you do all that and you're bad. Like, they'll tell you all kinds of things about how bad you are, because it basically, it takes attention away from them and what they might be doing behind the scenes. There's a lot of people that are like this. It's not just men. It's not just devout religious people. It's a lot of people that basically want to go ahead and just, you know, have everybody pull their attention on another. It's like, don't look at me. Ignore the man behind the curtain. Like in The Wizard of Oz. Ignore the man behind the curtain. That's exactly what they're doing. They're basically trying to tell you, you know, hey, just focus on the wizard here. Focus on the fact that I'm making fun of you because I'm holier than you, and I'm based, and I'm a good man, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And yet I have no family and no children and all these things that I want, and I'm not getting them. But if I do the thing long enough, surely it will eventually happen for me. And I see so many guys that are doing this. Like, they went from incel to, I don't want to be an incel, so I'm going to be this based Islam pseudo-Chad type guy. And it's so fucking silly. And they're like, oh, no, I don't use toys, I don't use dolls, I don't watch porn, I don't do any of that, I don't fap, I don't masturbate at all, it's a horrible thing, I won't do that. Now, there's a lot of guys that just go hard in the paint on this shit, and it's absolutely ridiculous. I will say one thing though, there is a, you know, there's, it's all about balance and boundaries. You have to know what's too much. For instance, if you masturbate every single day, now, I mean, at least for some people, but if you're constantly, like, masturbating and stuff like that, that's not good. It's not necessarily good to just continue masturbating all the time. And it's not good to continue to completely, surround yourself with, high visual porn all the time. You're not supposed to overstimulate yourself, because absolutely it can lead to ED. So if you do have an issue, because I've gone through this, but I fixed it myself, it's very easy. But if you are going through like ED, and it just comes on like all of a sudden, stop masturbating for a while, just like a couple days, and you know, don't. And also, one other thing that helped was, like, if you're watching porn, it's better to use images than actual visualizations, I've found. And now, I mean, it doesn't matter if you've waited a while, but I just don't think that guys should be masturbating all the time. I don't think that's a good or healthy thing. I think guys need to take a break, and the body wants you to take a break. You're not just supposed to necessarily go fucking crazy and constantly, you know, beat your meat like you're fucking 16. Because if you're in your 30s like me, you're like, oh, I'm EGOT ED. Yeah, it's because you're constantly fucking jacking off. Like, yeah, you can't do that. And, you know, and it, you know, things change as you get older. Like, there's a lot of different things. It depends a lot on your stressors and how you feel about a certain situation. Your mood and your mental health can affect a lot of that. So be careful where you're at when you're there. But, I mean, I went through it and I've been good, so I haven't had any issue with that. And the only thing that really helped me was abstaining for a couple days, like 4 or 5 days, you know. It's like, oh, that's a lot. Yeah, well, you can do it. I mean, it's good. You know, maybe instead of every day, every other day, or every 2 days, or every 3 days, something like that. Give your body time to, you know, adjust. Because there's another thing. If you're constantly training yourself to be in this pleasure sense, then it's not going to be as fun and rewarding, like, if you're doing it. Even with sex. If you're having sex all the time, eventually it's going to not become as interesting. I mean, things will happen. It won't be, it'll be harder for you to get off because your body's constantly used to this pleasure. It's like if you have to take a drug and the drug makes you feel good, but now you have to take all kinds of you just took one pill, it made you feel good. And now you're like, well, I got to take 2 or 3 pills. I got to take 4 or 5 because your body kind of gets used to it. So you have to take breaks from things. It's really good to do that. It's all about moderation in that. And, again, like the guy said, your thoughts and views of degeneracy like dick dreamers, waifus, are okay if you don't go crazy with it. Well, yeah. But, again, there's a reason why I play these games. It's not necessarily because of the sex. Like, after I make this video, I'm actually going to do Fun Bag Fantasy for a bit because I'm trying to get through that first arc. I'm not really interested in the sex in that one, especially with this character. I'm not that interested in her. She's kind of the prefect's wife, and I don't really have any kind of attachment. Like, there's nothing about that character that I really like. She's just like a milkmaid to me. It's not like a big deal. I know that sex might be okay for some of you guys, but it's not anything that I'm just going crazy about. So that for me is not really going to have any stimulation at all. And you'd be like, well, why do you have it if you're not stimulated by it? Because there's a hell of a story there. I do like the succubus. I like Shamsiel. I think she's a great character. I like her voice actress. I like a lot of the stuff that she does. She saves his ass a lot. And she continues to save his ass. So that's a very interesting character dynamic there. And then, of course, there's some other characters in games where I'm like, oh, cool, you get to fuck her and she's kind of cute. But then there's some like, yeah, it is what it is. Like, it didn't really do anything. Again, it's not all sex in these games just completely just gets me off. It's not like that. Again, if it was just about that, I wouldn't even be bothering reading the damn story. But I like the stories on these games. And that's why I do them. They're not just, oh, it's porn. Porn is just like part of it. Like, it's part of that journey. Because sex is part of life. Relationships are part of life. Sex is part of relationships. And that's just all of it. I mean, a lot of games really don't focus on sex. I guess maybe more now than they used to. But these games do. They're like, hey, we can have a really good story about relationships. Or not even relate. I mean, you can have relationships, but it could be in a future world or a space world. It can be in the present. It could be in a time. You know, I was talking about How to Fix the Future. And that has a really good cast of characters. I like the whole little Motley Crue thing they got going on, where they just have a bunch of characters that you would never expect to be the ones to save the world. That's always a good, funny trope. And he really did a good job of making that work. So yeah, I like that one. There's more that we're going to explore in the future. I mean, because we'll be getting done with those pretty quickly. We'll be moving from one to the other. You know, as more chapters are released, we'll go back and forth. But you know how it is. There's enough content forever, pretty much. But yeah, that's pretty much what I got to say on that. As far as like dolls, and I mean, that's an option. I mean, obviously me, after about 5 or 6 years, like, the novelty's kind of worn off. Maybe, I guess, if I get a newer model of doll or something, maybe something, I don't know. But see, the one thing that really got me, and, like, this may not appeal to everybody, but it does to me. You know, when I had all that shit go down with my mental health, and all that, like, it just completely broke me down. There wasn't anything that could help me as far as the doll is concerned. Like, she can't actually do the things that I would need somebody to do that would, you know, would be willing to help me in that situation. That's where you need friends and family. Doll can't really help in that kind of situation. So, if you are living alone, you don't have a lot of friends or family, you know, again, if you get into a situation where you're sick or you're ill, whether it's mental health or just any kind of problem, remember, a doll cannot actually help you with that. I am not saying in the fact that you can't hug the doll or love the doll. That may be very good for your mental health. However, I'm saying if things get really bad and you do need some support or somebody to help do things for you that you can't, that's where you might need another person. I completely 100% accept the idea of a doll as a another partner, like a doll partner, as they sometimes do in relationships where, you know, guy's a doll and a girlfriend or whatever, and then she's cool with the doll or, you know, something like that, because I know that happens, and I know there's women that don't mind. It's starting to become a more... It's something that women are starting to tolerate more because, you know, men aren't getting rid of them, and sometimes it means a woman doesn't have to have sex with them when she doesn't want to. It's whatever. Some even just figure them like people, like family. Like, I don't know if that'll change when they have children, but... things are changing about dolls. So, I've got no issue with them. I mean, Phil has said several times, he said, you know, if the world was a perfect place and men and women got along the way they're supposed to, then my business wouldn't need to exist. And he's actually right about that. But again, guys that really enjoy dolls and have fun with them, and I mean, that's what, you know, motivates them. That's great, because if, you know, a doll's a motivator, that's excellent. Like, anything can be a motivator for a guy, and that's what I would prefer happen, is more guys, you know, have some form of motivation, something that gets them going, keeps them aiming towards their goals. You know, there's nothing to be gained in bitterness, and there's a lot of guys out there that are bitter and upset and angry, and there's no good in that. So... that's pretty much all I've got to say on that particular topic. I think I've addressed everything here. If I haven't, you know, just text me again and I'll add an update. But I think I pretty much got it. And again, keeping things... what is that? Keeping things... what is that damn... there's a word I'm thinking of, and I can't quite get it. It's, moderation. I said it already. Keeping things at a level of moderation is great. That's what you need to be able to do. You need to be able to do things in moderation. That way you don't get bored, and you don't get overstimulated or stressed out or anything like that. At any rate, I guess this is the Grimlord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Mailbag.